And welcome back for another segment of the What's Up Radio program with your host, Terry Lowry. We're talking about medical tourism with Patrick Marsek with Med Retreat. Med Retreat started about 5 years ago. He explained that in the segment prior to this one. There are about 200 companies now in America that book medical procedures overseas for patients in America. Patrick, welcome back.
Thank you, Terry.
Now, for the listener that just joined in, why would an American, flag-waving, apple-pie-eating, hot-dog-eating, baseball-loving American consider going overseas to have, say, their hip replaced or knee replaced or triple bypass? Why would an American want to go overseas to do that?
Well, simply to improve the quality of their life. You basically do this if you're uninsured, if you're underinsured, if you're seeking elective cosmetic or dental surgery, which results in out-of-pocket expense, or if you're from Canada in the socialized healthcare system in a long waiting line for your surgery. So you want to travel overseas so you get the very best value for your dollar and then obviously improve the quality of your life.
I think the example we've been using the last two segments, and the first two segments, friends, are posted on our website at terrylowry.com. The example we've been using is a knee replacement. In the Houston area, it may cost $60,000 to $75,000, $70,000, and I just figured, let's just use the number $60,000. If we went overseas, or if I went overseas to have that same knee replaced overseas, it may cost me, what'd you say, $10,000 to $12,000?
Yeah, $9,000 to $10,000 for the procedure, and then add another $3,000 to $4,000, depending on how well you want to live it up while you're there. If you want a suite in a 5-star hotel, it costs a little bit more, but you can typically stay overseas, at least in Southeast Asia, for about $100 a night for a 5-star hotel.
Overseas.
By the way, the hospital, private room in a hospital is about $150 a night. That's a private room. And here in the U.S., you're $3,000 to $5,000 easily in a nice hospital. And also, when you travel abroad, the quality of care is just phenomenal, Terry. You're going to spend 2 to 3 times longer in the hospital, first of all, because you don't have an insurance company kicking you out of the bed.
Right.
Okay? So for a knee replacement, you'll spend anywhere between 7 and 10 days in the hospital receiving 24-hour care, all your meals, your physical therapy. They want to make sure that you're well on your way to recovery before they release you. And once you're released, you'll also stay in the destination country for about another 2 weeks with frequent checkups from your doctor and continued physical therapy. And by the way, when you have checkups by your doctor while in the hospital or while visiting the hospital after your release, you're always meeting with your main surgeon. I mean, they'll see you every day if you wish. So it's just an amazing service.
Now, your website is medretreat.com. Now, Patrick, how many patients do you think that you all have helped go overseas and come back since you all started 5 years ago?
I have numbers through 2007. We've helped about 1,200 people.
1,200 patients.
Relatively small amount, but once you realize that it takes us about 20 hours collectively as a company to facilitate each patient, it's very time-consuming. There's a lot of dotting the I's and crossing the T's to make sure that you go there in a very safe and stress-free manner.
Now, if I am from the Houston area, and again, KKHT 100.7 FM, 100,000 watts. Somebody may be listening in southwestern Louisiana. They may be driving through the area, and they live in California or New York. You help people not only in Houston, but in Texas, but in America. And if somebody listens on the web in Canada and they want to use Med Retreat, you help everybody.
We only help North Americans.
Only
we
North Americans.
Yes, people from North America, from U.S. and Canada mainly, yes.
Now, if I need my knee replaced, my elbow, whatever it is, and I go online at Med Retreat, what assurances do I have that if I go overseas, that they will perform the operation in a timely and a safe way?
Well, the first thing is the reason why we collect all your information is we want to send that information to the surgeon that you've chosen so that he can make a determination, number one, if it's safe for you to travel abroad. Number two is what you're seeking, what he feels that you need, and also make sure that your expectations are in line with what the procedure can yield. So we do some work up front to best guarantee that once you get there, that things are going to go smoothly.
In the first segment, I think you shared with us that you asked for 20% down. You hold that in the American banks.
Right.
And if I get to my hospital of destination and for whatever reason I say no, I come home and get all my money back. But you're saying that in your 5 years,
it's never happened.
But you
never happened. But and that's why we feel so comfortable in offering it. We've been there. We've visited these facilities multiple times. We know the administrators, the executive staff of the hospital, the chief surgeons. We've got experience with them as well, and they do a very, very good job at what they do. They want to best guarantee your satisfaction. They want you to come back home and talk about them. They
now,
want you to send two or three or four more people to them through your word of mouth. And you know what? It works because they are totally committed to complete customer satisfaction.
You mean WMM works? Word of mouth marketing works?
Yeah, it absolutely works. It's the best form, in fact. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, I got two questions to wrap up here.
Sure.
First of all, if I am from the Houston area and I contact you all, at some point in time, could I ask you for some references
absolutely.
Of people from this area or around the country that,
sure.
that have been there, done that, and that I could call and say, how was it?
Absolutely. We're happy to do that for you. And our past clients are happy to talk with people. You know, everybody in the beginning is a little skeptical. You know, you just don't know because you're uninformed. What we do is we completely inform you about what is available overseas. And part of that process is talking with people and finding out what their experiences are. So,
well,
yes, of course.
It could be like the analogy if you live out in rural Podunk, Oklahoma, or out in rural Texas, and they don't have a specialist that does what you need, and you travel to Houston or the Mayo Clinic or whatever, it's the same principle. Instead of traveling to an American destination, you're traveling to a foreign destination.
And
so,
you might be able to take a nap on the way, too.
I would sleep on the plane. Yet, no, I'd have my laptop going if I could. I'd be making about scheduling 14 new telephone interviews for the WhatsApp radio program while I'm being incapacitated and partying in India or wherever I'm going.
You may have run out of batteries before you got there. It's quite a long trip, but it's definitely worth the length of time.
I would pay the extra to have the electrical charger to plug my laptop in.
You're flying first.
Yeah, I got Miss Osteen's seats, you know, they're in Continental. Did you hear that? No, I'm not going there. Not going to go there. Not going there. Last question, Patrick.
Yes.
How is it that a hospital in the Houston area might charge $60,000+ for knee replacement, but yet a hospital in India is less than $10,000? In wrapping up, why the $50,000 difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, economies of scale. And there are many reasons. The price of real estate and labor cost here, a lot of administrative paper shuffling going on here to pay, you know, hospital health care claims. There's just so many. In fact, we have a list of those on our website. So when you peruse our website, take a look at what the reasons are for lower cost health care overseas. But the exchange rate is one, although recently the U.S. dollar is kind of getting crushed. So it's not as lucrative, but still, there's so much value overseas because of all these different economies of scale. It's just a great value to travel abroad instead of staying here in the U.S. In fact, you know, sometimes people won't even be able to have their procedure done in the U.S., so it's just a matter of living in pain and living with the ailment. So this gives them an option to
quality,
take care of themselves.
Quality of life. Friends, if you need a hip replacement and you're self-insured or not insured, and it's going to cost $60,000+ for that knee replacement, and you don't have it, or you do have it, but you just don't want to spend it, and you just suffer pain every day, would you pay $10,000 to $12,000, including travel, including the stay at the 4-star hotel, to have it done? This isn't for everybody, but it's for a lot of people. They live in pain. They need something done. They don't have insurance. MedRetreat.com is the name of the company. Topic is medical tourism. When MedRetreat started 5 years ago, they were really the first business doing it. Now they got 200 competitors. In America, it's got to be doing something good to have so many competitors. But friends, log on to MedRetreat.com for more information about medical tourism. This just might be for you, your mom, your dad, somebody in the business that works with you. MedRetreat.com. Patrick, thanks for giving us so much time. You've been a great guest, and please consider coming back soon.
I sure will, Terry. Thanks for letting me be with you today.